Susie, good morning.
Morning, Kat.
So to start off with, you've described The Bachelor to show heterosexual love as a virtual blood sport. What do you mean by that?
Well, in a sense, it's really a metaphor, because if it was a blood sport, we'd be seeing actual blood being spilled. I'd call it psychological blood sport, because it is ultimately engineered to get contestants to undermine one another in a manner that is really quite disturbing, because these women attack each other on the basis of their looks. And, you know, when you think about misogyny, that's targeting someone based on their gender, and it is about the objectification of women. So here we have, in this show, women objectifying each other, which is, I would say, a heterosexual blood sport.
So in these reality competition shows, there's always a designated villain. There's always someone creeping around in the background that you're designed to hate. And this year, the show shows this through Keira Maguire, who displays the female misogyny you were just referencing. How does this actually affect the show and its female audience?
Well, I think it has a number of effects. I mean, the first one, which is really obvious, is that it gets really high ratings.
Yeah,
I mean,
fair enough.
Really. People do enjoy watching other people fight, and whether that's in The Bachelor or if it's in Survivor or if it's in a soap opera, people just get pleasure from that. So I think it says a lot about the viewing audience. I also think people gain pleasure from women in particular, like this notion of a cat fight. I think it does fulfill male fantasy. So it also has that effect. And it obviously is all about drama, you know, because these sorts of shows are competing with social media forms, Twitter and Facebook. So they've got to put in as much conflict and drama as possible to keep people watching. And I have to say, it is captivating. It is really captivating. And that's what's so disturbing about it, is that the formula works.
It's like a train wreck. You can't really look away.
Yeah, it's like you can't look away from a train wreck. And the thing is that Keira, sure, she has been constructed as the villain, but she's gone now. So now we have a replacement, I think. And you'll find in the next episode next week, not that I have a crystal ball, but they've been setting up a second possible villain in the character of Rachel. So if one villain leaves, well, then you've got to find a substitute.
I'd say that's a pretty good prediction.
It's almost like sport, you know. If a good player goes off or a certain player goes off, then you substitute them with another player.
So we know a lot of the show. One of the things, I guess, about The Bachelor is that everybody knows that realistically it's not real. It's really scripted. And I suppose in the last year or so, it's really come out with the show Unreal, which is set alongside, in an alternate sort of space, I guess, about the making of a show like The Bachelor. But how much devaluing between the women on the show do you think is actually real?
Look, it is orchestrated. These women are manipulated in ways. Sorry, you're hearing background.
That's okay.
Airport noise.
Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, well, the good thing about the show Unreal is that it was developed by an ex-producer woman of The Bachelor in the US. And she had to undertake all kinds of extraordinary antics and tactics to elicit as much fight as possible, to the point where, you know, she would put yellow Pinot peppers into her handkerchief and be in them in the limousine with the rejected contestant. And they wouldn't have a shot unless she cried, you know. So the limousine would be doing laps until she cried, and that would be brought on by yellow Pinot peppers.
Whoa.
So that is clearly a case of massive contrivance and outright lying, because they want to have tears. And if they don't get tears, well, then they will bring it about through peppers.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's really intense.
Yeah, and it's also, and she was also saying, this was written up in the New Yorker, she was also saying that she was also asked to go up to a contestant who was about to be dumped to tell this contestant, look, he's going to choose you. He's going to marry you. And so that when she's dumped, you know, she's completely misled and she's bewildered. So, again, that's another tactic.
So, I mean, there is, of course, a gender-flipped version of The Bachelor. We do have The Bachelorette, which is multiple men seeking the love of one woman. How is the tone of conflict different on The Bachelorette?
Well, look, there was a conflict in The Bachelorette between a Polish model and an Australian soccer player.
Of course.
And that was actually nipped in the bud very, very quickly. And that was because The Bachelorette refused who she saw was the combatant, a rose. So he departed from the scene of combat, which is the house. And so that particular conflict was ended, you know. And also, The Bachelorette was developed through this character, Sam Frost, who was in a previous episode of The Bachelor, and was publicly humiliated and dumped after she was the winner of that program. So The Bachelorette Australian premiere was manufactured around this character, Sam Frost, who had been badly done by. And so the whole focus of that season was on her feelings. And the men competing actually took second stage. So, and the nature of the male competition is very, very different to the female. It isn't, it really, men were not saying appalling physical things about each other. They were not judging each other on their look. And that's a major difference.
And just before we let you go, the million-dollar question, I guess, why do you think it is that such huge amounts of people are tuning into this show?
Well, I have to say, I tune into it, and I have to say I felt very guilty, and I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm watching this. And then I thought, okay, look, in order to justify this, I have to write about it. But I mean, it just comes down to the basic human, ignoble sort of character trait of loving seeing people fight. It really just comes down to that. And it's really disturbing that it is so entertaining. And seeing these women do it in such a manner, you know, that is really appalling and really demeaning, in a strange way, it just elicits voyeurism and people just love it, you know, including, I mean, it's mainly women who love it. So there's this bizarre sort of enjoyment of seeing one's sex be humiliated in various ways. So it's almost like a self-hatred exercise. I mean, you might have to talk to a psychologist to go into the depths of this. But, you know, it is, I do find myself giggling and I think, God, it's terrible. I'm giggling and this is really, really bitchy. This is horrible.
Well, Susie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
It's my pleasure, Tess. It was great talking to you.